Okay, I look ready for the next witness, thank you.
Thank you. The next witness is Mayor Tom. Seems to have escaped us for a moment.
Right. Done a runner.
If there was nothing you said, yeah, that's weird. Yeah, here he is. Mayor Tom, you're
all right. Start.
No, thank you.
My apologies for that.
That's all right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Gary N. Tong. I'm the current mayor of South and District Council. I've held this position since 2013. In this evidence, I propose to provide a broad overview of the Southern District and its communities. I take on board what you've said earlier in regards to the evidence, and if you're happy for me to skip through 3 to 6 as well as the table.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I will touch on the matter that the considerable variability and population change that we have seen to date across different parts of the Southern District can be expected to continue into the future. In addition to reflecting the national and international trends, some of which are discussed in the attachment A, around the ageing population and urbanisation, these trends are likely to be exacerbated in rural Southland by the increasing efficiency of the rural sector, and that was touched on by my colleague, Neil Tracy.
Yep.
I'll then skip to 11. Due to its natural scenic beauty and attractive environments, the district attracts a number of tourists and visitors every year. Fiordland in particular has one of the iconic New Zealand destinations in Milford Sound, which will attract around 650,000 visitors this year. From an economic development perspective, tourism does offer sizeable growth opportunities for Southland. These opportunities are important if the region is to achieve the objectives that have been set through the Southland Regional Development Strategy. Tourism is, however, still a relatively small part of the overall district and the regional economy, making up less than 5% of the GDP. Tourism revenue, though, is not generally a direct contributor to the council's revenue, which is predominantly from rates. Our council's vision and mission is that the Southern District Council is committed to the health and welfare of the people, the communities, the culture, and the environment within the district. This is graphically demonstrated by the council's vision, mission, and outcomes outlined in 13, 14, and 15, which are to have thriving, healthy Southland communities working together for a better Southland, supporting our communities, making the most of our resources, and being an effective council. To do that, every dollar is important. The proposed Southland Water and Land Plan will have significant implications for delivering council infrastructure and will therefore have a significant impact on our communities. It is recognised that Environment Southland is required to implement national directives to address issues around water quality, and that water quality is important to the long-term well-being of our communities. However, the way in which these improvements are achieved should A, recognise that the community relies on the infrastructure provided and contributed to by previous generations. Such infrastructure is critical to the healthy and safe functioning of communities and cannot easily be changed or upgraded in a short time frame. B, that they recognise the existing pressures these communities are under and the affordability of the proposed regulations. C, that be implemented over a realistic and pragmatic time frame. And D, that prioritise regulation to focus on changes that will make a measurable difference to water quality. Thank you.
No, thank you. Board, start with Christian, I think.
No questions, Christian, thank you.
Here?
Well, I'm fine, thanks.
No questions, thank you.
Right.
I hope it's not directly related, but you might be a good person to answer it. A number of submitters have commented on stormwater runoff on rural roads and rainfall events from gravel roads, especially in hilly country, and you can get quite turbid discharges from those roads going into streams. A number of farmers have, you know, said, well, why do we have to control what we're doing in the district council? Can we get away with this sort of thing? Do you have any comment on that, and perhaps from a legal point of view, whether or not that that result of that occurrence is something that you see a problem with?
So is that in relation to the heavy metals, possibly off
vehicles? No, just sediment. Sediment and discoloration of water courses from that.
There'd be no doubt that it would probably contribute to that. However, it was something I'd have to make some inquiries into and get back to you on that one, Councillor. Yeah.
Okay, all right, thanks.
I can do that.
It's just a general question that occurred to me.
Yeah, I can see that there would be possibly an issue around, so like a recently graded road or that, and then a sudden some storm event. That would certainly be no denying that would contribute.
Thank you very much, and no further questions from me. Thank you.
Thank you.